This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is the podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
Hi, Wallamy.
Hey, Charlotte.
I don't know why, but when you said hey, I just had Johnny Bravo in my head. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. Very much enjoying the light evenings we are having in the UK.
Love them. Love
them. Clocks have gone forward.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure we spoke about this last week, but
we
never mind.
We're still in awe of it. It's been a long time coming. We've waited a long time for this.
Yeah. Do Americans know how hard it is to survive when you wake up at 9 a.m.? Well, wake up at 7 a.m. and it's dark, and you get back home from work and it's dark.
Do the clocks not go back in America?
No.
Do they not?
Well, maybe
it was
they
like
do.
A worldwide thing.
Maybe
my mum told
but...
me the other day, but she chats a load of shit, that apparently if we remain in the EU, that they're going to stop the clocks turning forward and back. She was like, so we'll just be the same time all year round. And I was like, surely.
That is bullshit.
Like, surely not. She honestly, somebody could publish an article that says, man shitting a sandwich and eat it in the middle of the street. And she'd be like, oh my God, Amy, did you see that article about the man shitting a sandwich? Like, she would believe anything.
Man shits in his hands and claps and stops Brexit. Oh my God, did you hear?
Oh my God, Amy, Brexit's not happening anymore because that man just laid an egg in his hands. Also, sorry, talking about eggs. I've not actually told you this yet. Something awful happened today. So yesterday I boiled two eggs.
Yeah.
Because healthy Cause breakfast.
Hashtag health kick.
Because hashtag...
You're looking very slim and... FYI.
Don't take the piss.
I'm not.
Anyway, I boiled two eggs.
Say thanks, bitch.
Thanks, bitch. Kidding. So anyway...
I was lying. I wasn't. Tell me your egg story.
I boiled two eggs.
Kick, bitch.
Right. And I only like boiled eggs if they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the runny yolk unless it's in a poached or a fried egg.
Yeah,
not
that's weird. Why
yet.
Would you want a hard boiled egg that's cold with a runny yolk?
Well, dippy soldiers. But I'm not really a fan of that. Anyway, so I ate the first.
Yep.
Well, I didn't eat it. I peeled it. Realised it was still runny.
A bit jelly-ish.
So I was like, I put it in the bin. And then the other egg I just kept on my desk. Like, I don't know why. Like, not...
Oh,
it's
no.
just because I couldn't be bothered getting up and it was just on my desk. I've got a leg cut because I am known at work for always having a boiled egg on my desk.
Oh no.
And today I accidentally knocked the egg cup and it just
no.
the egg rolled and went
no.
on the floor. But obviously because it was semi-hard, it didn't split, it just cracked. And it hadn't split the yolk yet. So I picked it up in a tissue and thought, this is fucking disgusting. And then thought, you know what, actually, I'm going to put it on someone's desk. I wrapped it up in tissue, went over to Zach and was like, here you go, Zach, I've got a present for you. And he opened it, he was like, Amy, this is minging. So I got the egg and was
Poor
like, right,
Zach.
I'll put it in the bin now. And I was holding it in my palm, in the tissue, and Jordan got my hand, squeezed it, and all the egg went all over my hand. And I was like, That's my egg story of the day.
I can't wait for the next egg story of the day.
Thank you. I fucking love eggs, so there'll probably be a lot.
The tales of egg Amy.
I actually, Steph at work calls me egg, like...
The Tales of Amy's Eggs.
I do actually look like an egg.
Can't wait for the next one.
But yeah, if anybody's actually still listening at this point.
Congratulations. We always make this joke, but never fucking change anything that we actually
We're always
do.
Like, oh my God, I can't wait to see how many listeners drop off. Lol, haters. And then we actually still chat so much shit at the
yeah,
start
but
of
then
every episode.
I actually look at the retention rate and it's great. So thanks, guys. They must think we're funny.
Well, they must want to know about my eggs. I was actually in that as well. I made it sound like I had so many mates. I was like, so Zach did this, then Jordan did that, then Steph did this. Like, yeah, I have so many more mates than you.
Well, actually, talking about that, I was walking in the street the other day and I got stopped by a friend. Mm. And said friend was like, hi, Charlie, how are you? Blah, 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 general chit chat. I was like, oh, how are you? How's your day been? It's a nice sunny day, you're clearly off work. Have a lovely time with his sister and his dad. So anyway, we're chatting along. And I was like, right, okay, then, well, I'll see you later. And he was like, yeah, see you later. And then he goes, oh, Charlie, I need to tell you, this is my sister Charlotte, and I've just told her that you're Charlie from Birthday Skin, and she's shook. And I was like, oh,
really?
My God. Yeah.
Oh,
and she was
God.
Like, oh, my God, you're Charlie from Birthday Skin. And I was like,
you're fucking
yeah, I am.
She's
like, I'm such a fan of the podcast. I was like, oh my God, do not look at my chin. I've got 7 spots and they're all out of fucking control. And I was like, oh my God, you are the cutest little thing ever. And she had great skin.
Did she not say, where's Amy?
No.
Stupid bitch. Why does nobody didn't like me? Is it
so shout out to Charlotte, who
yeah, sorry,
was
Charlotte,
told by a brother that I was
a stupid bitch. I'm really sorry. Didn't mean it. Thanks for supporting us.
She says stuff like that all the time to people that she likes. So actually, last night, do you remember when you were like, I hate... And I was like, oh my God, she's going to say she hates me, lol. And then I was like, oh my God, the way she said it made it sound like she's going to say she hates something else. And then you went, you. And I was like,
oh. You're doing something really weird. It's like this morning when I walked into the kitchen at 8:30 in the morning and Alex was shoving a brownie in his mouth. I went, you fat. And then I thought, that's actually really mean. I need to stop swearing so much.
Yeah, I think you need to choose who you
can
say
you bleep
it to.
the swear C-word word I just out. Said out, yeah.
Yes.
Shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, that is highly explicit.
Sorry,
we've never
yeah.
dropped that before.
Can you?
You should be
can you
ashamed.
Actually bleep that out?
Yeah, well,
thanks.
But yeah, anyway, fun. Hello to Charlotte, who is a fan of Birthday Skin, and I actually only grew 3 more spots on my chin, and
they
then
look,
hopefully
they're
going to get
a lot better.
Better
now. Today,
yeah, they're just kind of like dried out. This one's a new one.
Stop touching it.
Yeah, they're getting a bit better. Alex actually said my skin looked nice this morning, so took the compliment and left. But I actually believe that that was down to a new product that we got sent that has something to do with this episode. Finally, we're segging
into
the episode.
Yeah, we're going to get into the episode now. Maybe we should just start putting in our little intro on iTunes or wherever you listen to the episodes. Hi guys, Charlie and Amy here. If you want to listen to the actual
yes.
information
start
we're giving,
start at 32 minutes.
Yeah,
until
just skip to the
minutes.
End.
Skip right to the end. Just that right at the end.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
I mean, we're not claiming to be dermatologists. We're just here doing the research, you
we're
know.
Having a little chit chat, but we
so
decided
that you don't have to.
Oh, God, shut up.
Well, today's episode is all about your eyeballs.
Mm, yeah.
It's not about your balls, really. It's about your eye bags and
well, it's
just
about your eyes
your
eye
in general.
Area.
Yeah, because it's something we've been into for a while.
It is, and it's something that we're in great conflict on, isn't it? Because I
yes.
do use a lot of eye care, and you do not.
I use none, and I have got a good reason for it, but we'll go into that later.
Yeah, I'm going to actually tell you now why it's important that you need to use eye care. And I'm going to tell all you listeners why it's important, because people skip over it, and it's all well doing your double cleanse and your moisturising, but you need to treat your eyes, because... the eye area is very different to your whole face and ugh. Your other bodies of skin.
So let's go through that and then we'll get a quick rundown on what causes eye bags, what causes eye puffiness, and some products that we've tried
yeah.
and kindly been sent by a few brands
mm-hmm.
To try out and let you know what they are.
Yeah, so I'm just going to run over why it's important to take care of your eye area. Got a few little facts here that are quite sad, quite shocking for people like you who don't use eye care. So, number one.
Thanks, Mom.
The skin around your eye you loses moisture around 50% faster than the rest of your face. So
great,
your eyes are the driest area of your face. Yeah.
You know what? I might get a tote bag that just says dry ass bitch on it.
You are a dry
with the
ass
birthday
bitch.
Skin logo, and then there's only a very niche select group of people that will walk up to me and say, haha.
Dry
carry
ass
on.
Bitch. But yeah, so it's the driest area of your face, but because the skin is so delicate, it doesn't show it.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, mm-hmm. the eye around your eyes ages.
The eye
faster.
Around your eye?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
The skin around your eyes ages a lot faster than your face as well.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And I think that's one part of your face you don't want to age. Your eyes.
Yeah,
like, it's
but
not...
my mum's like I apparently look like my mum. I don't see it, but
you do look
her
a lot like your mum.
Eyes are amazing, and she's like 27 years older than me, so maybe I'm all right. But she does use a lot of eye products, actually.
Yes. So shut your face. Also, are you ready for this one?
Don't give me that look.
Mm-hmm. The skin around your eyes, which this one is a bit more self-explanatory, you can mm-hmm. kind of guess this, is around 40% thinner, and it's the least elastic part of your face. So it's a lot thinner. 40%. Mm. Oh, God. Oh.
It is.
It's literally just like a little...
If you actually just
like
kind of grab that bit
if you chewed loads of chewing gum, stretched it out, and like put your finger through it.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
If you just grab like that little bit just under your eye, it's very thin and like... mine actually feels like quite elasticy. When
no,
I
don't
like let go of it, it just springs back into place. Maybe it's fine.
Yeah. So last little fact I've got for you, if those three haven't made you want to use eye care already,
yeah.
your eyes can look up to 20 years older than the rest of your face.
Do my eyes look 45 years old?
Well, I'm not going to lie, Charlie, the shadow above your head's really not doing you any favours right now.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so... that's due to you know the dark circles and the puffiness. Makes you look, makes you just your eyes.
If people don't know what I look like, good.
Just dries 20 years older.
Fantastic.
But I'm going to tell you a little something about dark circles.
Okay.
Do you know that they only occur because your skin, like I've said, is 40% thinner?
Yeah.
So you can just see more. Like, it's like...
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not that there's actually anything going on. It's just that you can... It's well, just like on your wrist, you can see your
well,
veins,
yeah, it's just because it's
and...
so thin, you can it actually shows the blood flowing and, like, pumping around. And it's just really... That thought is disgusting.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, eye puffiness can also exaggerate it and make it look a lot darker. And then you get your dark circles, and then you get your shadows. Shadows, under eye shadows, I read on the DECIEM website, are a lot different to dark circles. But I'll go into that a little bit in more detail afterwards.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, so...
Can't wait to like a 45-year-old saggy-ass, dry-ass bitch with eyes down to my knees.
But yeah, so you need to take care of them because basically your eyes are thin, they age faster, they can look up 20 years older, and they're dry.
Dry. Well, do you want me to quickly run through what an eye bag is?
Go on then.
Because we've obviously just spoken about... dark circles.
Go on then.
Well, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I've got eye bags. And I think people don't actually understand what an eye bag is. So obviously dark circles are the darkness, like, well, you've got two bruised eyes. Lol, oh,
so
just kidding.
Like,
I don't tend to get that, you know, which is another reason why I don't use any eye care. But I am aware that I need to change.
I get really dark circles around my eyes. I think it's obviously due to not getting enough sleep. Well, that
yeah,
is,
because
that's
it's
the main
inflammation
culprit, yeah.
as well, isn't it? Like, when you're yeah. stressed and you're dehydrated and you're not sleeping enough,
and to be
it's
fair,
inflammation in your body. So
when I touch, like, right below my eye contour socket, I can feel how much more, like, this is disgusting, but flesh is in my cheeks. I think that's because yeah. I have chubby cheeks anyway. But it's crazy how, like, much
yeah. well,
the
you know,
difference.
Well, that kind of fits into what I was about to say, because when you get an eye bag, which is like actual droopy skin yeah. like under your eyes, that is excess fat, just fat tissue
yeah.
just kind of building up and then just sitting under, and obviously it's quite heavy
mm-hmm.
so it's just going to work like it does on the rest of your cheeks
yeah.
I couldn't find any surefire ways to prevent eye bags.
Yeah.
However, there's no way of getting rid of them with product once you've got them. The only way of completely diminishing them is through surgery, where they literally just take an incision at the top and at the bottom and then they stitch it back together.
Have you ever seen the...
Which obviously works, but it's not ideal.
Minging. Have you ever seen the meme? Oh, I don't even think they had memes back then, but like the pictures that really old ladies used to post, where it's like, my eye bag's a designer.
Like all my eye people. Bags are Gucci.
My friend Kat has actually had aesthetic work done on her eyes. On
yeah,
her eye bags.
Oh, really?
She said,
like a filler.
Yeah, because when we were speaking about doing this episode, literally it was way back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But we wanted to try a few more products first and get mm-hmm. in touch with a few more people. I asked her and was like, what was it like? And she has had... her lips done as well. She said it was a lot less painful than lips.
Oh, really?
And you'd think they'd be quite similar because they're both very delicate areas, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously your lips, I don't know.
How
but
bizarre.
Yeah. She said it wasn't that painful, but
well,
I don't know, something about a needle going near my eye just makes me feel sick.
Yeah, that makes, just needles in general I'm not very good with, to be honest, Ames.
Not a fan,
but,
yeah.
I think, I did see a few things about fillers, but that's generally when you've start, like if you... don't have any fat there, you can put filler in to make it obviously a bit plumper so your eyes don't look as like sunken in
yeah, it's like
or anything
hollow,
like
yeah.
that yeah but yeah, in terms of eye bags, there's only one way to remove them once you've got them, and that's through surgery. So obviously anybody that has anything like that, that's completely up to them.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can prevent them by not smoking,
not drinking. Not smoking.
Smoking. Just because when you smoke, obviously, it's putting a lot of toxins into your bloodstream and causes inflammation and then can make your eyes puffy. Drinking plenty of water, you know,
yeah.
staying hydrated and not being stressed. But obviously, sometimes you go on the lash, you have a fag, and then you're really hungover the next day and you just have to drown yourself in water because you're super dehydrated.
Yeah.
So,
you're like a zombie.
Yeah, that's just every so often. But yeah, there's no kind of... cure for it, there's just prevention. So I would just say you want to be you want to make sure you're not dehydrated or stressed or
yeah.
putting anything in your body that you don't need. But also a lot of products can be really nice to kind of soothe them. And they're not necessarily red, I guess, but maybe they might be a bit sore. I'm not sure. I don't have them. But there's a lot of like night rollers with retinol and stuff like that in, or just natural eye rollers that are really nice and soothing just for the day or something like that.
Yeah. I think retinol is one to be used for fine lines, because obviously retinol is the whole anti-aging amazing product, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. I've never tried an eye product with retinol in it. Not that I'm aware of, anyway.
No, I don't think I have either. To be fair, though, whenever I use retinol, I always... And there's never a time when I use a product and avoid my eye area.
Yeah.
Like, I always use it under my eyes. It's, I don't know what it is, but there's just specific eye products... just burn the skin on my eyes. Like, my skin is sensitive anyway.
Me too.
And then as soon as I go putting something there, it's just like, get that off. On the plane, I took one of like an eye mask thing, and that burnt like a bitch. I was like, I don't think this is meant to be happening, but I'll give it another minute, and then I couldn't even stand it, so I just had to take it off and wipe off the residue. It was awful. But yeah, every product I use, I just use it under my eyes anyway.
When you say burn as well, like, reminds me to, obviously you still need to be using SPF on the under area of your eyes.
Yeah, that's
make
it
sure when you're using
that
SPF.
Reminds me, actually, thanks for saying that, Ames.
Welcome.
The La Roche-Posay kindly sent us some products through a few weeks ago that we will be speaking about them in another episode, but they did send through some an eye contour.
They did, yeah,
that you
they
got.
Did.
But also they sent us the SPF that is kind to sensitive eyes, so if, like me, you have sensitive eyes, and sometimes maybe when you're on holiday, you know that feeling when you put sun cream on and you're like, oh god, my skin is not feeling that. This is obviously a facial one, so you're never going to get that feeling on, like, around your face, but this one is specifically for sensitive eyes. SPF 30, amazing texture, absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's great. The Roche-Posay eye contour, what you just mentioned, is for very sensitive skin.
Yeah.
And it's for dry skin as well. So this wouldn't be my go-to if I was feeling puffy or like had fine lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for dry. Like, it's really hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not oily,
oh,
but
nice.
It spreads really nicely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really nice. That is called the, and bear with me because I cannot pronounce anything from La Roche-Posay, Tolerain.
Yeah, that's right. Tolerane.
Ultra Eye Contour.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Bear with me.
Like, I was saying.
Bear with me.
But
I can't read.
On the La Roche-Posay website, that's actually on offer now for £11.25, down from £15. But yeah, it absorbs really nicely and leaves a really nice base for concealer.
Oh, divine.
Yeah, cool. Are we moving on to reviews now?
Yeah, I mean, you go in on it, Ames. I've got a few products that I wanted to speak about.
Yeah, well, so I bought the creamy eye treatment with avocado from Kiehl's.
Yes.
And I really like it. And the only reason I bought it was because I was buying my boyfriend one for Christmas. And I was like, he can't have this and not me.
Not you.
So I bought me one as well. It was like 20% off. And I was like, oh, it's very steep. It came, tiniest pot ever, but it is so creamy. It's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's another one. This is talking of personal experience, not like I'm not reading any other reviews or anything or saying what it claims to do. This is just my experience with it. When I first used it a couple of times, I was quite disappointed.
Oh,
I don't know why. I expected my eye, like, I expected to wake up and be like, pow, Jesus Christ, like, my eyes are 10 inches out of my head because they're less puffy now. But they weren't. And then after a few more uses, I was like, you know what, this is so hydrating and so soothing and it's really nice. And I actually recently read on the Kiehl's Instagram page, they did a post about using it as an eye mask. So putting more than you meant to on sleeping with it, and I wake up and I just feel a little bit more awake.
Oh, really?
It's really nice. Also, we probably should mention, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, how you should apply eye cream.
Yes.
So you get your two ring fingers, get a little dot of it, no more than a pea size, because you really do not need any more than that.
Yeah.
Press it in, and then you only need to use it on the contour of your eye. It doesn't have to go anywhere near your eye.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't go in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
It should just go, like, where your little bag sit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
on the contour of your eye bone.
Yeah. That's where I always get puffiness in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
And you did actually just remind me then, I did a bit of research into why your eyes are puffy in the morning, because I wake up and I'm like, ew, I look like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, there wasn't, like, like a massive amount that was going to help. But again, it was just dehydration, stress, not making sure you've got no toxins from like alcohol, smoke and that kind of thing in your body.
Yeah.
But do you remember when we went to Face Gym, Ames?
Oh my God, yeah.
And we got the little jade thing where they...
Yes, it was really cold. I really want to buy one of those.
Yeah, it was really cold. And then they like pulled it across your face and it just felt really nice. Yeah. And it was really good for draining your lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. But they are supposed to be amazing for morning puffiness.
Oh yeah, and you're meant to leave them in the fridge, aren't you, overnight or something?
Yeah, but I genuinely find that when I'm exercising, eating healthy and going to the gym, I wake up and I look fresh.
Yeah. It's another one of those where, and we probably say this every single episode when we're talking about something that people need to tackle. Mm. What did you just do then?
I just moved myself, but I realised it looked like I thrusted at you.
You just thrusted in the air. I'm trying to be serious here. Stop doing it. You look like you're actually shagging the air. So basically, it's kind of one of them, isn't it, where you need to sort yourself from the inside out before you start relying on...
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's the inside out.
Topical products.
Yeah, 100%. You can't just expect your products to fix all your woes.
Stop picking your nose.
I had an itch. It wasn't a pick. If I picked it, I had my finger right up there and I didn't. I'm a mess.
You are a mess.
I'm probably going to get McDonald's for tea as well after I've just been speaking about the...
You're a dirty bitch.
Being healthy.
Dirty,
inside out,
yeah.
And then crying about my spots. But do you have any other products that you would like to recommend, Ames?
I do. Mm-hmm. So you guys know I love a bit of Elemis.
Yes, hello.
I love Elemis so much. And you can get really good deals on QVC. And I sound like a grandma, but oh my God, you can.
Oh, QVC.
So I think it was... It wasn't so long ago, but it wasn't recent. I don't
Good.
A few months ago.
I can pinpoint that exact time.
It wasn't long ago, but it wasn't recent. I bought a set from Elemis. Came with like the really nice like cleansing balm, which we've posted on the Insta.
That was
a few times.
Ages ago that you bought that. I still lived in my other flat. And it was warm.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It was summer last year.
But because that was when we first started our like little skincare journey, yeah. I was buying loads of new products, which means I didn't use it like constantly all the time. So I've still got quite a lot left, which tricked me into thinking it was recent. So anyway, I got like the... it was a pro collagen set, wasn't it? Because I was like, do I need this? I'm only 22. But anyway, it came with a pro collagen advanced eye treatment, which is an anti-wrinkle eye serum, which is... £45, and I got this set for about £60.
Sick.
I know, it's so good, but I find that really nice. It's more of like a gel treatment. Mm-hmm. It targets fine lines and wrinkles, but I feel like because of the texture of it, it's really soothing and nice.
Oh, nice.
It's really, really nice. Mm-hmm. I would recommend that. Maybe if you can get a sample, mm-hmm. maybe go and try the sample, because £45 is a lot for an eye, like an eye product. Bearing in mind the La Roche-Posay one is £11. The Kiehl's one isn't cheap, though.
No.
Well, to be fair, you can get the 14 gram, which is a tiny little pot, for £26. I still think that's quite steep, but it is really worth it. Mm-hmm. But again, you can always get samples of that if you want to try it.
Yeah, very true.
But yeah,
very true.
Another thing, there's two things I've got that I want to speak about, which I've never tried, but I'm actively putting it out there that I want to try. So do you remember ages ago when I was talking about the Elemis, the peptide 4 cream, what came in the really nice purple and white bottle that it was like £50 and I'm really sad. They do an eye cream to match it.
Oh, amazing.
And it's like a reviving eye cream. So this one is a brightening one and a hydrating one, which I think is something that I need. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is £38 also. But it's got 401 reviews and it's like 4.5 stars. And I think
amazing.
That's pretty good
going. Yeah, that is pretty good going.
Pretty good going. It's also got like a little thing on the website where you can see visible results and amazing.
Oh,
how to
hello.
Use it and everything. So I know I've just mentioned loads of really expensive products, but the last one I wanted
to talk about.
I know, same. The last one I wanted to mention, which is something I really want to try, I've heard amazing reviews about this, mainly for the dark circles, is the Ordinary Caffeine Solution.
And
that's £5.80, and I've heard amazing things about that.
My boyfriend uses that.
Oh.
Alex uses it, and he's always like, oh my God, I'm so tired. To be fair, though, I remember he came to work once, and this was when like we were just friends, and I was looking at him, and I was like, What?
Back in the good old days.
I was looking at him and
I didn't
like,
mean good, by the way, that you weren't together. I just meant like carefree. I'm...
Shut up.
I know. I'd... I'm doing a throwback.
Well, yeah, we've worked
back
together.
Back in the good old days when you were really unhappy in your other relationship.
Well, I hope nobody that was with that know him are listening.
They probably already know. Carry on.
Carry on. I've got a new boyfriend anyway and I'm happier than ever. So, and he used his caffeine solution and way back when, like, known Alex for like a year now. And I remember he came over and was just like, Charlie, I need you to help me get some skincare stuff. And I was like, well, I heard this caffeine solution was really good, so just get that, it's cheap. He was like, okay. And then he came to work like a few weeks later and I was like, Alex has got stuff under his eyes. And I was just like, what? Like, I was like, Alex, what have you got under your eyes? He was like, oh, I've been using that new caffeine solution that you told me to buy. And I was like, right, well, it's all dried. And it's all crusty. White and crusty under his eyes. And he was like, oh, God. He was like, oh, God, that's embarrassing. And then realised it's because he fancied me, lol. And then he was just like, oh, but it is really good. And then someone else at work said it was really good. And then anyway, I've obviously been to his house. And I was like, oh, you've got this caffeine solution still. Can you use it? And he was just like, yeah. And I was like, well, obviously this time I'm going to learn his lesson and not get it all crusty and horrible.
Yeah, like,
I successfully did manage to make it look fine. It was amazing. Ooh. But then also I've realized why he had like such big crusty bags under his eyes.
Why?
And it's because, you know, like when we use like a dropper, like a just two drops, rub it into your palms, press it into your face, whatever, he's the most extra version of that. He gets the dropper and he puts the dropper to his face and puts like a drop on his forehead, a drop on his cheeks, like over both cheekbones, one on his nose and one on his chin.
Why?
Not for the caffeine solution, but all the droppers. So I was like, he's going to be using like a full dropper under each eye instead of just a tiny one drop that you put over both.
He is wasted so much product.
I know, but you know on like Instagram like when you see like skinfluencers doing the thing where they like turn the face aside like, or like highlight and makeup artists that just dribble highlighter straight out of the dropper onto the face. He literally does that. And I'm like, you are wasting so much product and you look like a 15-year-old girl. It's so funny. But yeah, he had a crusty eye. So if you do buy that solution, literally just one drop on your ring finger, tap it between your fingers and then put it on your eye. Don't do what Alex did.
Your eye contour, not your eye.
Your eye contour, sorry, yes. Definitely do not drop that into your eye. They are not eye drops.
Yeah. The caffeine solution, me in the morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Wake me.
My
up.
God, I wish I'd filmed you doing that. I want to make a gif out of that. But yeah, I can highly recommend. I really like it.
Yeah, it's on ASOS as well. And
yeah, super cheap.
Good old Klarna.
Yep, exactly. No, bad Klarna.
Oh,
no. Little miss. I'm just kidding. I've got three Klarnas to pay off. And then, I got another Klarna.
To be fair, it was a belt. I'm going away next week, so I need a belt.
Yeah, fair. Shall I just quickly run through a few products that I like?
A go on then.
So, we were kindly sent some products by a brand called Talika.
Oh, yes, amazing.
Yep. And they have a really nice night roller. And
yeah,
you just
it is
kind
so
of,
nice.
It's got a really cool like bead topper thing that I really like. And you just do one pump of that, spread that over both eyes, but it just stays really cold in my bag. I don't know how, I don't do it on purpose, but it's just really cold all the time. And then obviously it's got your metal ball roller and that's just really
the application
nice to massage.
Is so nice of
yeah.
that, isn't it?
The only problem I have is that with eye products like that, it dispenses too much for me because I don't really have that much space. Like
you don't have that much eye.
No, I don't have that much eye to use all the products, so I kind of feel like I'm wasting a bit of it.
Yeah, I feel
but that is really, really nice and really soothing to the point where I kind of wanted to use it in the morning, so I just didn't do the pumper. I just kind of rolled it under my eyes and then wiped away any product that got on my eyes by accident, and it was really nice as a depuffer. Another product that I really like is from a brand called Soleil Toujours.
Ooh.
And that means like everyday sun.
Yeah.
And basically it's an SPF 15 reef safe pigmented perpetual radiance eye glow. And basically all it is like an under eye, I want to say concealer, but it's not a concealer. It's not a primer. It's just like a, you know how a tinted moisturiser is just for a bit of coverage, a bit of glow, nothing heavy.
Just to even out your skin tone.
Yeah, you just give it one pump and then you spread the pump over your two both under eye contours.
When you said one pump, then it reminded me of one sheet.
one sheet.
One pump.
One pump. Sorry. And it comes out and it's really pink. And I was like, oh God, that's going to be really weird on my skin tone because I'm quite olivey. And I was like, I generally just avoid pinks at all costs. Yeah. Like even pink eyeshadow just looks terrible on me.
Yeah.
Put it on. I was like, well, I'll give it a try. And it blended so nicely. It made my skin so dewy. Mm. Like, and then this morning when Alex said, oh, your skin looks nice, I'd just use that with my makeup.
Yeah.
And I think that, honestly, that I didn't put any concealer under my eyes, which I normally do. And I just used that and I was super happy with it.
Yeah.
So SPF 15, it's reef safe. So obviously if you washed it off or whatever it was in the sea, it's not going to hurt any animals or sea life,
turtles,
tummies. But yeah, I absolutely loved it, and that's the Perpetual Radiance Eye Glow. Absolutely gorgeous. I'll be using that every day,
mm-hmm.
without a doubt. And it's also one of those things where, because it's not makeup, and it's really light, you could put it on halfway through the day just to give yourself a bit of a brightener.
Yeah.
So for me, not only is it going to be used every day, it's a handbag essential with my lip balm.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. Because when I actually tried it yesterday, I already had makeup on, and it was when I got home, it got delivered.
Mm.
So I was just like, oh yeah, I'll give it a quick try. And I was like, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And then this morning I used it with my makeup.
It is nice to give a little glow.
And it really does make you look much more awake.
Yeah, I really, really like it. We got sent one each, and I also really enjoy it, but I only tried it for the first time this morning.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I did really put concealer over the top of it though, and it just, I feel like it made a really nice base for it.
Yeah, if you wanted something a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for Soleil Toujours for sending that, and for La Roche-Posay for sending the sun cream, and Talika for sending the night roller.
Thank you, guys.
Merci. I think that's it, Ames.
Yeah, me too.
We've pretty much touched on everything again. If you ever have any questions, slide in the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be more than happy to answer your queries. But until then, I guess it's the same message as always. Reviews really, really, really help us on iTunes because it helps push us up in the charts. So we need to do a competition soon, don't we, Ames, to say thank you to
everybody. We have had a few. We've got a few things in the lineup, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We're very excited. Thank you for listening. Share it with your friends if you fancy. Leave us a review and make sure you subscribe. And I'll see you on Tuesday, where we're not going to be as slack as we have been lately.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.